Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dope Black Podcast. Dope Black
Podcast. Hi, we're here to talk about Help Us Help You GP Access Campaign. NHS England has launched a campaign to raise awareness of the different health professionals within the general practice team who are helping patients get the care that they need. It also champions the important role of the reception team in using the information patients provide to help identify which health professionals or local service is best placed to help them. If you think about why this campaign is so important and focusing awareness of the health professionals working at a general practice, well, more than 31,000 additional staff have been recruited to GP teams since 2019, meaning an expanded team of health professionals are now available to help patients get the right care when they need it, in addition to seeing their GP. A recent survey has shown that almost one third, that's 31% of all Black people surveyed in England, are not confident that they can identify the various health professionals working in a general practice. Over half, that's 59% of Black people surveyed, agreed that they don't always need to see a GP at their general practice, and that other health professionals like physiotherapists, nurses, or mental health practitioners could help them with what they need. And we have today Dr. Aziza Sezay. How are you, Doctor?
Thank you so much for asking. Do you know that's the question I always ask, but I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Just to be clear, I actually care about the answer. I know we have this sort of social norm where we go around asking people that question with no true desire to hear what the true answer is. I really care. How are you?
We're going to take up the whole space now.
That's fine. We do what we want. We're professionals. We do what we want.
No, I'm very well. How are you, Marvin?
I'm actually very good. I'm currently in South Africa. Black History Month is a very intense period of time. So I'm taking this time to reflect and think about my contributions to Blackness this year and rest. This is my only commitment, is to hang out with you for half an hour and just see how you're doing and what's going on in your world.
I love that. And I'm not jealous at all that you're in South Africa. Yeah.
It's a monsoon rain right now, so it's not as desirable as it sounds, although I probably should have just pretended it was because no one knows, but it's definitely some sort of monsoon. But today we're here to talk about something completely different. We're here to talk about GPs. And what's really good about this is that I have decided to build a much better relationship with my GP now that I'm hitting 40. So the one thing about doing this type of work is that you get presented with all the stats really early. Just like at 40, these things can go wrong. And you're like, okay. coupled with the fearful fact that so many prominent Black men seem to die early. Like, I just don't hear of like Black women dying at 50 from natural causes. I just don't hear those things as often as I do sort of famous men and stuff. So it's become something of mine to make sure I create a corral of men who we all hold each other accountable for, to ensure that we're checking up on each other's wellness. But obviously we're geniuses and we know everything, but I feel like people are listening to this conversation and so they may need a bit more support. Can you actually explain the purpose of the healthcare professionals at a general practice?
Okay, so what's really important to know is that there is a vast range of healthcare professionals who work in GP practice. So it's not just us as GPs. We are important, absolutely, but equally as important are the other members of the team, because as cheesy as it sounds, teamwork makes the dream work. And the reason that we have such a big range of individuals is it's to provide the care the patients deserve and need so that there are enough of us to be able to deal with all the health concerns and ailments that the individual needs. So, yeah.
Can you give us more examples of the range of healthcare professionals who may work alongside a GP? So I've had a full medical recently, and I was like, why can't my doctor just do everything? I don't understand. Why am I getting meeting different people? Why are they not just doing it by themselves with one hand behind their back?
Because we're human.
We can't
do everything as much as we would want to. I mean, I guess the mark of a great leader is one who can delegate and is able to utilize his team to the greatest capacity, as well as being involved with the teamwork. But we have loads. I mean, there are 17, I believe. But what I'll do is I'll tell
17. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. I'm going to be honest, okay, because I'm a good person, but I also sometimes don't know enough and I just feel like, what's the fuss, okay? So sometimes when dealing with healthcare professionals or the GP, I get a little bit like, yeah, but this could be better. This could be faster. What are you doing? Who's this person now? So clearly 17 people means that there is a lot happening at that level and it requires a lot of people to make it happen. But what are some of the key ones that we should all know about?
Okay, so obviously we have the nurses, we have healthcare assistants, we have pharmacists, we have social prescribing link workers, mental health workers, pharmacists. We have a full range and all of them have their expertise. So the reason why it's important to have these different individuals, and just to say not all practices will have all the range, but they will have some of them, is because, for instance, you hurt your back. It would be worth seeing a physiotherapist. Even if you came to see me as a GP, I'd say to you, oh, book an appointment with a physiotherapist. So you can actually do that directly. If you have queries about your medications, you could see a pharmacist about that. If you are feeling low and stressed, anxiety, and you want to have discussions about your mood, you could speak to a mental health coordinator about that. So it's just being aware that there are different members of the team who all can help and treat you in the most appropriate way and in the fastest way. Because like I said, if you're waiting, I know that appointments for GPs in a GP practice can be quite long. And if you're having to wait 2-3 weeks to see a GP when actually you could have seen a physiotherapist within the week, why don't you see the physiotherapist? And then you waited that long and actually I will then turn around and say to you, you need to see a physiotherapist. You know what I mean? So we're trying to get more and more people aware that these healthcare professionals exist. Yeah. They're also qualified and they have the expertise in their field. And please don't be shy or don't feel like, oh, well, I don't want to see them. I only want to see the doctor, because they are equally as important as well.
So can you tell us when it is a good time to go see a GP versus other healthcare professionals that can also provide suitable care?
Yeah, so I mean, if you have specialist needs, so what I would say the best thing to do is when you call in, so you can try and book an appointment either by booking it online or calling the reception or coming in person. But the receptionists are key here. And if you give them as much information as possible, they are then able to direct you to the most appropriate care. They will ask you a million questions. And then I'm sure, I know there are loads of people like, why do they ask so many questions? I just want to book an appointment. But it's because of that. But if it's complex, you know, and cases that are beyond the expertise of the pharmacist.
Is that what they call triage forms? Because I've been made to fill out a couple of triage forms. Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
I know something. Yes.
So then we're able to say, actually, no, this guy can see this person, or actually, no, this can see that person. But the other thing to say, I work in a practice that has multiple different members of the team. And even when they're seeing the patient, if there's anything that they're concerned about and I'm on call, they come and see me and they ask questions of me. So you're not going to be left in the lurch where it's like, oh my God, he doesn't know that much about this condition and I'm not going to be treated to the maximum of their capability. You will have optimal care because they will always run it by the GP if there are any concerns or if they're unsure. And then I go and see the patient myself if I feel like it's something urgent that needs to be seen on the same day.
Yeah. So is there any other reasons why a diverse team would be beneficial for anybody that needs any care? Is there something above and beyond? Because I think maybe there's just a part of me that remembers GPs from the ye olden days of the 90s, where it was just like, it felt like there was one person sorting everything. And maybe they did refer you, but there was like, that relationship only was with one person. But I think more recently, I've become in contact with multiple people and I'm starting to get a picture and an idea of who they all are. Is there any sort of benefits of having a diverse team?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the population is changing. The population is aging. We're having more babies. COVID did that because that was COVID the only thing I could do, right? No, I'm just saying the lockdown meant that there was a baby boom, as we know. But essentially what I'm saying is that it got to a point where we can't do it by ourselves. Mm. We need the support of the other team members. And also this saves them having to go to secondary care, right? When I say secondary care, I mean like hospitals and so on. If there are some availability of these specialities or these healthcare professionals within the community, that helps to save the time or save the pressures in secondary care, so the hospitals and so on. And also it means that you as a patient, sorry, have that direct access to those people without needing to see a doctor specifically before you refer to them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I feel like it just streamlined things, make things more accessible for you as patients, giving you that autonomy, but also reducing the workload that we are genuinely experiencing as GPs, because there's certain things that 100% that we have the specialist knowledge. You go 10 years to become a GP from med school onwards. It takes 10 years of experience and training. So there are specialist things that only GPs can do, and it would be better if we allocate the other things that the other healthcare professionals can do so that the GPs can spend the time doing those complex cases that 100% need us. So for instance, there are loads of social issues, you know.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We also have to deal with as GPs, but having the advent of the role social prescribing, link workers, they're great. Because if I have a patient who I know that the reason that they're coming to see me is more so because of their social issues, I can have them see this social prescribing linked worker who can then allocate them to different social activities and so on, which will help not just with their mental health, but also their physical well-being. So all of this encompasses, and I know I said it before, but the only way that general practice can work efficiently is by having multiple different members of the team who can provide the support to patients that they need and deserve.
So what are the different ways patients can request care from their general practice?
Yeah, so like I said, with the advent of technology, they can either go online to book an appointment. They even have some online forms that you can do and fill in, and then that gets sent, which can be triaged by the GP. And then there's also phoning reception, which I know can be difficult sometimes to get through the line, but there's also going in person. So these are all the means that are available. And also, if it's difficult, there's NHS 111. There's NHS 111 online. You know, there are different options available for patients to be able to access care. What I will say is please, please don't give up and utilize all those options if you're struggling. NHS 111 online is great because it directs you to the service that's probably best for you if you're unsure. Because sometimes people go to A&E when actually it could have been seen in a different route where it wasn't necessary for them to be in A&E, wait for that long to only be to then be told actually go to your GP, you know?
Yeah. I've noticed that my receptionist has been a bit more vocal, communicative, and almost acting as a screening process in a way. Is that normal?
Yes. So what a lot of people don't realize is that receptionists are highly trained now. So they're trained to be able to essentially triage. They are trained to be able to ask you all of the relevant information in a confidential manner. So just be reassured that anything that you say is confidential. It will not be shared to your family members or anything like that. And we're not just asking to be, they're not just asking, sorry, to be inquisitive. They're asking so that they're able to then direct you or signpost you to the right and most appropriate, most effective service the first time. So it's really important to open up and tell the receptionist everything that you're concerned about and answer the questions that they're asking you. Because again, they're not trying to get personal information from you. It's just to help direct you to the right person.
So how do you ensure that the information is shared? Like, so obviously going to a GP, you're talking about very intimate things, private things, things that your family member might not know. I think historically receptionists were seen as frontline workers and more focused on sort of the diary area. So how do we know that the information that is shared does remain confidential?
Because that's part of their job. It has to be confidential. Even when calling patients to book an appointment or to discuss a result, you have to ensure that you're talking to the patient. You have to confirm certain details as well from the patient. And you can't give any information or leave any messages to anyone outside of the patient unless there is prior written consent for someone else to access the information or be told the information. And we all use a specific system, which again, it's encrypted, everything is confidential, you're not allowed to share things amongst staff, and also things are audited, so you're not just anything that you do on these apps that we use, it's being audited. So again, you can't just access someone's notes without there being a reason. If it comes back that you've accessed someone's notes and there's literally no reasons for you to access it, you could get in trouble. So it's quite ironclad.
Dr. Aziz, just to be clear, I feel like I'm offending NHS professionals by asking these questions. And I want to say, we love you and appreciate you, but I also feel... I also feel it's good to check and just know what actually is happening, because I think that shift from, like, I remember going there as a child, going to a GP and the receptionist didn't necessarily ask you any questions. It was such a simple part of the role, and that's not to diminish anybody, but more recently I felt like I'm actually talking to a pre-doctor. I'm like, yes, I'm calling for this and it should be okay. Can I please see somebody? But they're actually very useful and helpful in terms of screening that initial need. And so it's really good that people do get to understand. Well, look, that was my final question. Is there anything that you think fundamentally everyone at home really needs to understand based on everything we've just said, just to wrap it up in a bow for them, just to make sure they go home or go to bed or wake up and get to work informed?
I would just say that I promise you that we want to see you, we want to help you, and also you deserve the help that you need or require from us. Please don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed, don't be shy. Come and see us, come and speak to us. And like I say, we have such a vast range of healthcare professionals who can support you. So yeah, do come, do access us. Don't give up if you find any difficulty in accessing. There are many different avenues.
Amazing. Dr. Aziza, thank you so much for all of your input. I now feel more secure and more safe. And so next time I understand what I'll be walking into. Thank you so much for your time today. It's very, very much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And for those of you listening, remember to head over to nhs.uk/GP services if you want to find out more and have a better understanding of the available care at your general practice.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.